Live from the Thoroughbred Chevrolet Studios at the East Valley Institute of Technology, this is Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. With your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Oh yeah, we're at Frank's house today. Normally we're at my house at The Pulse, but today we're at Frank's house. It's Wrench Nation on 88.7 The Pulse, Steve and Frank. Hello, Frank.
Steve, I just want to say, welcome to mi casa.
Yeah,
this is mi casa.
Very nice casa.
That's right.
Very nice casa. And I'll tell you what, we're in Chandler today. And if anybody stops by, we're on Dobson and Chandler Boulevard at Desert Car Care, okay? We're right here on the, southeast corner?
This is the southeast corner.
Yeah, I'm confused with my direction. But southeast corner. First person that comes up today, we're going to give you an oil change. All right, today we're going to give you an oil change. You pull your car in. Somebody needs an oil change right now.
Somebody's got some dirty oil. I can smell it
now. They're driving around here in Chandler or in Tempe, and you're right off of the 202, just north of the 202. You're the first one to drive in today here at Desert Car Care on Dobson and Chandler Boulevard. We're giving you a free oil change.
It's as simple as that.
It's that simple.
It is the attitude of gratitude, people.
So, Mr. Frank, where you been? You been in D.C.,
man? Oh, my goodness. We've been traveling.
What's been going on?
A traveling Wilbury. I went to D.C. for the first time. And D.C. is an interesting town because everybody's watching you in D.C.
I suppose all of the politicians.
No, it just I was paranoid. There was cameras everywhere.
Cameras everywhere,
security.
I suppose, yeah.
But what I did is really cool, and I'll tell you, if you're ever in D.C., the cheapest thing you can do, you don't have to have a whole Lollapalooza of fanciness.
Is to do what?
I'll tell you what. You rent a bike.
Okay.
There's a bike sharing program.
Sure.
And I give a shout out to Crystal Bikes. They're on Twitter and Facebook. But most towns, most cities that you go to, you can find that sort of.
Even got it now at the light rail end up by even.
So for $8.
Right.
You rent a bike. And you'd be a traveling Wilbury. And you're not in some tour bus with a bunch of sweaty tourists. Wearing bad cologne. We don't need this. This is bad. So
one time I went to D.C., only one time. Let me tell you the story real quick. It was the premiere of the movie Kingpin with Woody Harrelson.
Kingpin. Oh, yeah.
Woody Harrelson and Bill Murray.
That's politically driven. That's a
And when we took off out of here, our plane got a flat tire.
Oh.
It popped as we took off from the runway. So we had to land on the emergency runway at Dulles, which is now, I think,
what does
Reagan.
It sound like? Wait a minute. Nobody knows. We're talking about a flat tire.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. That can't happen.
I thought on an airplane, a flat tire is not that big a deal. But I happen to be sitting next to a pilot.
No.
It's a very big deal.
Especially like me. If I fly, the first thing I want is a drink. That drink was on my lap. I'm done with the flat tire.
We had to put our heads between our legs and get crash position, and boy, that's the only time I've been to D.C. I don't think I ever want to go back just because
of that. Thing I
stayed across the street from the Watergate Hotel.
Oh, Nixon's house. Nixon, man. Nixon will get you in trouble.
I am
be
not
careful.
A crook.
But
I am
really,
not a crook.
Yeah, but D.C. was a cool town, and of course, we were out there. The Automotive Service Association, which is essentially the sort of empowering of the aftermarket, the automotive aftermarket shops that are out there, the good guys and gals.
Right.
And in D.C., they're pushing for the right empowerment of these shops, you know, from everything to how we do business. And essentially, we're arming up the consumer. And one of the things that we're working on is shop licensing. Steve, you can go in a garage right now.
Right.
And there is no mandatory criteria that a garage has to have. A licensed mechanic.
Well, geez, I sure hope they're licensed because if not, I'm assuming when I go into garage that there's going to always be licensed mechanics there.
This is not mandated across the country.
Wow.
You've got, you know, California has some stricter laws.
That's shocking.
Florida and Michigan.
But, it's more of a state thing.
Wouldn't you want to know that your mechanic is licensed?
Yes.
I mean, a guy that was fixing your roof could be fixing your car.
Right.
But, you know, so that's what, you know, ASA, the Automotive Service Association, is driving.
Which Frank
that.
Is the president of Arizona, right?
Well, we're here in the Phoenix chapter. Chapter president of Phoenix. And then in D.C., I sit on the operations committee, and, you know, we're trying to push for the right thing. So, but I had a good time in D.C. I'm back. I got up at like 3 in the morning this morning, flew back out. Southwest Airlines.
3 o'clock in the morning D.C. time?
I forget.
Basically, that's midnight here.
I'm lost with time. You know, wow. I don't know what time it is.
Normally,
right
that's
now.
When you're partying and going to bed is midnight, right?
Yeah.
One, two in the morning, weekdays.
It's a really good time. So let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Steve, you bought a new truck.
I did. I bought a new Dodge Ram.
You did? Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yep.
Over the last several shows, you got me nervous. You're like, Frank, I got to take my truck into the garage.
I do.
And that, I know, I started to just envision jalopy.
Well, here's the jalopy. I love the word jalopy.
I mean, jalopy. I was like, oh, my goodness. He wants me to try and fix this thing?
But I love that
Tell
word.
Me about the new truck. How
okay,
did that come
truck.
About?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we've been talking about my truck since we started the show back
right.
in February.
Right.
And basically, I had a 2008 Dodge Ram with about 150,000 miles, and the check engine light was on.
Yeah.
And I knew the brakes were about ready to go.
A jalopy.
I could hear the squealing.
Wait a minute.
And
everyone. Can everyone say jalopy?
One, two, three.
Jalopy.
Jalopy.
That's what it is.
Yeah, there you go.
You got listen, if you got a jalopy, it's a jalopy. Just
air,
say jalopy.
The air conditioner was going and everything. So I've been looking. And here, I haven't bought a new vehicle since 2005. The
All
last
right.
time I bought, when I bought the 2008 Dodge Ram, I bought it in 2011 because I got a great deal. I
okay.
drove out with $4,000 more in value than it was worth when I got them down to the price I wanted.
Well,
so
right.
I was looking for that deal again because, you know, new trucks are
$40,000, $50,000. Man, you can have like a mortgage on a
right.
truck now.
And I didn't need the quad cab like I used to have because I don't haul as many people around. I'm going
right.
you know, to get a tonneau cover for it and I can lock stuff in there. But anyway, so I found a deal online
okay.
at a dealership,
right.
and I'll tell you, it was Tex. Hey, Tex Bernhardt, I ain't no
more. Bernhardt.
Bernhardt's where I bought all my Rams. I bought
Good
them
people.
All my Rams. So,
yes.
You know, matter of fact, they live in Chandler, Jim,
right.
I think Jim lives here in Chandler.
But I got to ask you more
yeah.
on the ritual side
yeah.
of things. Everyone has a ritual when they buy a vehicle.
Oh, like, do they?
Like me.
Oh, okay.
You know, I light sage.
Let me think.
I
yes, you
sage.
Do.
So
yeah.
what did you do? Did you, like, get the green
okay.
air freshener?
No,
what did you
no,
do?
No, I'll tell you what I did.
I want to know.
I stopped on the way.
All right.
I got myself some Church's Chicken to go.
Church's Chicken.
And
Greasy, you're on a diet, man. You're lying to the people. Look, the people want to know why you violated
I got to go to diet phase two because diet phase one hasn't gone as...
So,
I mean, we're down a little bit.
All right.
You know.
So you got Church's Chicken?
I did.
What, do you rub it on the wheel?
No, I eat it.
Grease? It is Armor All.
I eat it. And that just puts me in the mood to buy a car. It's funny, though.
Yeah.
Okay, you say your ritual, and I'll go off on this.
Yeah.
Every spring, I get that itch to buy a car.
I think
I've
we all
always
do.
Purchased yeah. my cars in March and April throughout my entire life.
Ah.
And
which
I'm 44,
is not,
so
well, now you know,
almost 30 years, right?
Now, you know that's not the ideal time. Now, there's all kinds of incentives.
You're right.
But what they say, and we'll have future guests, other authorities on used and new car purchasing that will speak to this. But ideally, you kind of want to buy when they're shrinking their inventory right around that September through November kind of time.
Okay. Well, I never do.
But
that's
you got
that's
a
not
deal.
When I get the itch.
You got a deal.
I think I get the itch because, you know, being a teacher at EVIT, it's the end of the school year.
Right. You want to celebrate.
And I'm feeling good. And, you know, usually my business is doing real well this
there
time
of year.
My DJ business on the side.
Right.
It's always busy, so I got a little bit of extra money. I didn't have to put anything down. I mean,
well, you did buy chicken, so you're doing good.
Exactly.
You're doing good.
Remember, we're looking for the first person to drive by here at Desert Car Care in Chandler, and that is on Dobson and Chandler Boulevard. We're on the southeast corner. First one that drives up today gets a free oil change. All you got to do is say you heard it on the radio, all right? And we're going to give you a free oil change. So make your way now here in Chandler, Dobson and Chandler Boulevard. Tonight, you've got the car care clinic for females, for women. Tell me what's going on.
Well, we do this twice a year. And, you know, April's car care month, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Some easy tips that we can give the listeners on how they can take care of their car. But tonight is the ladies' Lollapalooza of all Lollapaloozas. Yes.
And
it's really cool. I got women bringing darts. They're going to throw darts at the mechanics. What we're doing actually is we're grouping up with the Chandler Chamber of Commerce. They are Chandler Chamber. You're listening. You guys are rock stars. And we have, look at this. We've got some chamber people arriving.
This
and
is a chamber person?
This is a community. You know, we talked about Wrench Nation being just a community of folks in small business and large business, medium business.
We'll take her in the next segment. We can
Can. Absolutely. And so the idea by doing these car clinics is not only educating women and, well, quite frankly, we've got several men. It's tough when you tell a guy, no, you can't come. How do you deal with that?
You can.
But they can. You know, that we just want to empower the women. We do this twice a year. And we're going to have
I'm going to put you on the spot today like
yeah,
I often do.
Please.
If I'm transgender and want to use your bathroom, do I get to use the bathroom of choice?
You get to. Well, we got a bucket in the back. We got a bucket in the back.
And yes.
Listen, the bucket is shaped a little bit like your head. No. But no, I think it's a great time. And not only are we, covering the essential car care tips.
Right.
But we really dive in. People got anxiety. They want to throw up in their mouth with car care and auto repair and all that kind of stuff. So we just ease it down. It's like the Betty Ford Clinic. Everyone's coming tonight. It's like the Betty Ford Retreat. And we're talking car care, and we're having fun.
We are on 88.7 The Pulse. All right, so come on down and see us. Say hello. We'd love to meet you today. And we want to answer your questions about if you have anything wrong with your car, if your wheels are squeaking and your motor's making a clingity-clang, clingity-clunk, clunk, clunk. You could text us today. We can't take your call today, but you could text us at 480-655-8870. That's 480-655-8870. When you text, please text the make and model and the year of your car and your problem and your name, and we will try to answer that on the air today. 480-655-8870.
I just want to say I'm so damn happy to be back. DC was busy, but I'm back in Chandler, and I love Chandler.
We'll be back on Wrench Nation here on 88.7 The Pulse next.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
We're looking for the text today at 480-655-8870. Remember, if you have a question about your car, make sure you add the make, model, and year of the car in your text at 480-655-8870. We'll get to your questions in just a few minutes. Wrench Nation is live at Desert Car Care, and Frank is leaning over here.
I got to say something. Yeah? And we have a special guest we're going to introduce in a minute. But listen, this is a Blues Brother moment. Look at these are Blues Brothers mics. Man.
I'm a soul
man. Oh,
man.
Where's my trombone? Get that. Having a lot of fun out here. And I just want to tell the listeners we are grateful. I think this is our 12th show.
Is it? I don't know. They're so amazing. I don't want to count them.
Yes. And I'm going to just lift the mic up.
Every show is just like a new show, Frank.
It is. We have a lot of fun. It's therapeutic. We're all stressed during the week and we look forward to the show. Yeah. So we want to thank everybody.
Being out here today. We're going to have to do this more often, go out and about.
Well, I'm going
to
see you out here in August.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't want to go out and about in August.
All your makeup's going to melt, buddy. So listen, we talked about our Lollapalooza event, our Ladies Car Clinic, and you can come
tonight.
By.
Yep.
It's free.
So people can still join in. Ladies can still join
Absolutely.
In tonight. Okay, come on by. 6 o'clock tonight.
6 o'clock.
Right here, Desert Car at Dobson and Chandler.
Desert Car Care at Chandler. And we have a special guest. We talked about synchronizing in our community. It's very important. And we've synchronized with the Chandler Chamber of Commerce, which we're active members are. And we have Miss Terry Ferguson. How are you?
Hi, Terry. Welcome. Yeah. Pull that microphone right up there.
There we go.
Yeah. Hey, Justin, I need you to give me a little more volume on her mic, too, okay?
So tell us, Terry, the Chandler Chamber, you guys are rock stars. You're active. You're in the community.
Yes. We are the third largest in the state.
That is amazing.
My question, let me see if that's on real quick. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to double check.
Test.
This is live radio.
Can you give me more louder, even louder on here? It is
and
live.
And I just got to tell the listeners, Steve.
Yes.
We're doing this all on a Wi-Fi signal.
Give me
Wi-Fi.
Louder. Oh, this is much better. Yeah, much louder. Good. Now we're better. Okay.
All right, Terry, are you ready?
Am I better now?
Oh, that's
much better.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So Terry Ferguson with the Chandler Chamber. How many Chandler Chamber members do we have?
We
right
have
now?
Over 1,400.
Wow.
Yep.
That's and
companies.
I mean,
companies.
That's huge.
Members, who knows?
Absolutely. And we have several of these Chamber members coming tonight to sort of, we like to call it a cross-promotional, right? Mm-hmm. And they come out. So what is one of the challenges that the Chamber has seen maybe in the last 6 months? Have there been? I mean,
you know what? There hasn't been. We've been growing steadily. We just moved into some new space, we're expanding.
Yes.
Yeah, we're dynamic. We're on the move.
Their new space is amazing,
Steve. I got to say, because, my mom lives in Chandler. I live in Dobson Ranch right across the canal. I have lived in Chandler before. Matter of fact, back 10 years, 15 years ago, right up here on Ray and Dobson. But I got to say, what's happened with downtown Chandler is absolutely incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I love downtown Chandler. That is so cool and so hip.
It is a destination. It's a place to go to.
It is.
Not a place to go through.
And they had the Cajun like Fest there last weekend. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. And of course, they have the Jazz Festival every spring. That was just a few weeks ago, I think. And I just love the different things that Chandler has come up with. It's a really cool city.
Yeah, it farmers is. Markets on Thursday.
Wow. And Terry, she just came from a cool city or country. Tell us where you were at, Terry.
I spent the last 8 days in Ireland.
Oh wow.
Ireland. Yeah.
We got listeners in Ireland, I think.
Should I get some shillelagh music out or something? It's the same old shillelagh. So what were you doing in Ireland? Just vacationing or
no,
what?
No, I was lucky enough to be asked to join Vice Mayor to attend the Sister Cities Function and Convention in Ireland.
Very cool. So Chandler has a sister city in Ireland.
We do. Tullamore. Tullamore is ours. Yeah, it's about an hour outside of Dublin.
Okay. Wow, that's so awesome.
We met with their chambers. We met with chambers members from around the world.
Amazing.
So what do you see in Ireland that you really, is that the first time you've been?
First time I've been.
So, you know, what was the shocking thing? Was there anything shocking or is it just like good old Chandler?
Good
nothing,
drink.
Nothing shocking, just overwhelmingly friendly.
Oh, really?
Extremely friendly people.
They are. Did Great you golf? Country. I mean, golfing is, no?
Didn't have time.
No golfing.
Did you go to a pub?
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
You did some, yeah.
Did you have some bangers and mash?
That's what
you haven't seen my photos, huh?
Ah, well, this is what we want to know about. What is one of your favorite Irish drinks? Maybe there's something, a new drink that you had out there. Could you, maybe?
Guinness tastes better there.
Ah, well, it should.
Here. It's fresh.
Right. Yeah, it's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh from the Irish beer farm or something. Yeah. Well, listen, this is a Car Care show, Terry. And let me ask you, do you currently have a car care conundrum you'd like to talk about? Is there some? I have a crystal ball. I can tell you what's wrong with everything.
Mm. I'm coming care? Up on an oil change.
That's good. Oh. Oil change. Well, you'd be surprised. That is the single little thing that we can do to maintain our car. You'd be surprised how many people just don't keep up on that.
Right.
What kind of car do you drive?
It's a Mercedes.
Nice. Mercedes. Ich sprechen Sie ganz Deutsch. Don't worry. We can fix a Mercedes. We can fix a Mercedes. So
Mama Leone likes the Mercedes, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, Mama Leone calls in. She's from the Poconos, the Bavarian Alps of the Poconos, and she calls in about a whole car care conundrum.
That's his mother, Mama
That's
Leone.
That's my mom. Yeah, Mama Leone. She's got a piece on the show.
I'm but sure she's listening right now.
She
Hi,
is.
Mama.
And she texted me. She's, you know, Steve, she said, do I call in today? I said, Mom, we can't get you in. The people want to hear you, but we can't take
you
callers.
Know, you know she just lives for it. She just wants That's it. Together. She loves it.
I want to remind everybody that we're coming on the tail end of April, and April is Car Care Month. This is through the National Car Care Council. And it's just a reminder to take that spring cleaning from your house and this spring cleaning to your car. And little things like Terry had mentioned, an oil change is something as simple.
Or if you're like me, trade the car so you don't have to deal with the care.
Yeah, well, your car, we said, can we get it again? One, two, three.
Jalopy. I know.
Yeah, you got it. Well, that's a good point. We're going to talk about that tonight.
I do have a text, by the way.
You do. Let's get the text.
Now, listen to this, okay? He didn't say what kind of car it was, but he says it's an old car.
Old car.
He says that when he accelerates the engine,
right?
The radio goes louder, but when he slows down, it goes down.
Oh, my goodness.
How is that possible, and what is going on?
Well, I think that's orange juice. I think somebody in the middle of the night poured orange juice on his controls.
I mean, is that really possible?
It is possible. Depending on the kind of car, he's probably got a setting. Maybe it's a new car.
See, no, it's not. It's an old car.
It's an old car.
Because my truck does have this setting. No, my truck does
this.
Oh, okay.
It's new to him.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a volume setting for the freeway. You know, as you're driving, you know, it gets a little louder so you can kind of – so just check that. Otherwise, I don't know. That's a sage moment.
That's
I'd have to light some sage or
you know
something.
What? Frank, the other night I figured that out because with this new truck, I was driving on Friday night, and as I slowed down the light, all of a sudden the volume went down. And well, I don't like this. I want the volume to be consistent. So I went in the menu.
Right.
And sure enough, there was a setting of 1, 2, and 3, or turn it off.
No. You're getting old.
Yeah, well, no. This my ears are starting to go, old. Right?
But these new cars are amazing. In fact, when I was in D.C., we talked about a thing called telematics. This is big for the industry. Your car is built around your smartphone.
Okay.
Right? So the manufacturers are really building that car around your phone to do what you want it to do.
Right.
And because of that, there's a lot of iffy things going on. There's quirks in the technology. And one of those things, and we're going to do a show on this, is if you've got a Wi-Fi signal in some of these new cars that you can actually be breached. somebody can tap into your signal. And
really?
Yeah. So
that's right. The new Wi-Fi cards are out there.
There's a lot of stuff going on. So we're going to go back to Miss Terry. And in Ireland, you came back. Did you take a 3 a.m. flight like I shouldn't have? I did that.
I did that.
You
too.
Did. Mm-hmm. So which airline?
American.
Okay, nice.
But yeah. Going from Ireland, I mean, that's going to be a long flight, doesn't it?
It was Phoenix to Philly and Philly to Dublin. And then on the reverse.
Okay. And how many hours from Philly to Dublin?
Totally in the air was 11.
Okay.
And then we had layovers.
Wow. Did they feed you? I mean,
Yeah.
Did you hear about the new couches they're putting in airplanes?
I like a couch in a plane.
They're actually going to put a couch in there now in the airplanes, and for a little bit more money, you can get a seat.
I wouldn't mind if they gave, going into D.C.
Right.
from the West Coast is, I don't know if you've ever been to it's terrible. It's like they want to fly you to L.A. and then lay over and then fly you over. I'm like, I'm going the wrong way. But if they had a couch, I wouldn't mind.
Terry, when you were in Ireland, is there a lot more public transportation there? Did you see a lot of cars on the streets?
I did. A lot of – well, but their streets are different than ours.
Right.
They're not as
Well,
as
everything
congested.
Is compact.
Do they drive on the wrong side of the road, too?
Totally.
Yeah.
I kept getting in the wrong side of the car. I mean, I just messed up.
And the wheels on the wrong side of the car? Yeah.
Well, in Europe in general, there's a whole different mindset on the economy of a car.
Sure.
Gas is expensive.
The cars are smaller.
They're smaller.
Yeah.
Their cars turn off at the stop sign, the stoplight.
Yes. That's your hybrid technology.
I bet you don't see a lot of SUVs and big trucks.
No.
It's all the Mini Coopers.
No. We're the only country that is large and gross, and we're horsepower hussies.
Yeah.
We just, eat it up with the fuel, and right now it's cheap here.
Did you, take any cabs?
Yeah.
Oh,
so how was the public driving?
It was good.
Yeah.
Uber, buses. I did a lot of walking. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well,
awesome. You kind of wonder because when you go to a city, foreign city like that, you get in there. Is it a crazy cab driver driving 260 miles an hour? We've all seen the vacation movies.
I wonder about Uber on the Autobahn. You think Uber drivers could just go as fast as they want on the Autobahn?
I think
that would
possible.
Be cool.
Yeah.
I would just do an Uber just to get on the Autobahn.
And I always thought the Autobahn was like a freeway, but it's like everything is the Autobahn.
Everything. Yeah. You drive by a convenience store doing 100 miles an hour.
Wow.
Well, something like that. But, I have a story with the Autobahn.
Yes.
See, I was born in Germany, Frankfurt.
Oh.
And we used to go back to Germany. And my first experience, of course, my mom's listening.
Yeah.
My Uma, my grandmother, she had a Mercedes, as all Germans do. And she put me in the back of this Mercedes. I was 7 years old. And I swear, she was doing at least 140.
Wow.
And I'm saying, wow, Germany
kilometers?
Seems like a... Yeah, which is, I don't
which
know.
Which is like 39.
Yeah. No, she was going fast. She was going fast, and I thought to myself as a kid, wow, Germany's a cool place.
Right.
We're
go
moving
fast.
And grooving.
I think
so.
It's funny that you're Frank from Frankfurt.
I know. Frankfurters and all this kind of stuff. What are you going to do?
Hey,
so,
go ahead.
I just wanted to give a shout out to all the Chandler Chamber members, Ms. Terry Kimball, many of the other folks that work really hard. A lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know about as small businesses. If you're not a Chamber member, get connected. How can we get connected with the Chamber, Terry?
ChandlerChamber.com.
Okay.
And either send info or just sign up there online.
How does it work for different businesses? Is there different fees based on the size of business you are, or is it one size fits all?
No, there are different fees based on the size of the company.
Okay. So if you're a small business, you shouldn't think that you're going to have to pay as much as Intel.
Correct.
Exactly, because you don't necessarily, because you can't afford that.
Right.
Right.
And what you're talking about is networking with like-minded individuals, other individuals that may have seen some pain maybe you can avoid as a small business person.
A lot of value associated with that membership.
Yeah, we've been members for quite some time, and there's always something new to learn.
Mm-hmm.
New to learn. And I'm waiting for the Chamber to invite us to do another car clinic. It'll be a Chamber clinic.
Oh,
for
that'd
the,
be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We're going to get there. Get that connected.
Wrench Nation live at Desert Car Care. We're on Dobson and Chandler Boulevard here in Chandler. Now, I offered a free oil change. If you don't have time today, don't worry. They'll give you a certificate. You can come back. I need somebody to drive off this road in Chandler. I know there's a lot of you listening today. Stop on over. Say hello. We want to meet you. Give you this free oil change, all right? And if you have any questions about any car repair tips, 480-655-8870. Text the question today. We'll get you the answer. 480-655-8870.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
Oh, yeah. Wrench Nation live at Desert Car Care of Chandler. Dobson and Chandler Boulevard, we are on the southeast corner. Stop by, say hello. If you're a lady and you'd like to go to a car care clinic, Frank's hosting one tonight. It's free. All you have to do is show up tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. There's food and fun, all kinds of great stuff. My boss is going to be here, Dana Kuhn.
Dana,
she's
that's
coming.
Awesome. Yep. And it really is a good time. And we're not trying to get too technical. We're really just getting down to the common sense. We want to empower people. When do you stop spending money fixing your car? Would you like to know when?
I found out.
You did.
I just said, basically, yeah. I sat there and said, am I going to put $2,500 into a car that's worth $6,000?
Well, there's.
At that point, I said no.
Well, you were done with it. I think.
Yep,
it,
I was. Yeah. Plus, you saw it coming.
Yeah, and it had a funny smell anyway.
Right.
We know this.
Well,
yeah.
I had lots of fun. My new car already has a funny smell. I'm in it.
We talk about it all the time. You know, any vehicle over 60,000 miles,
yep,
the national average of what folks are going to spend.
Right.
Do you remember that number?
A
year. What would
$1,200?
They're close to that. $1,200 to $1,500. If you own a European car, could be a little more.
Okay.
But $1,200 to $1,500. You know, but at the same time, the car's got to serve your purpose.
Right.
Right. So, you know, you may have a couple that gets married and they have kids. They can't drive the Mazda anymore. They got to buy a caravan.
Sure.
You know, you got to step out of that. So it's a good number. We'll talk more about that tonight at the car clinic. You know, tips about when you throw in the towel and perhaps when, you know, the car's really been good to you. One of the biggest mistakes that we do is we say, well, the car is not worth it.
Okay.
And
I kind of said that with mine.
You did, but I think you had some overwhelming stuff.
I think you
wanted to just get out of it.
I went you know what? Yeah. It's 7 years old. It was, right. It was time. 8 years old. It's
it
time.
Is. I mean, you can still got to love getting in your ride. There
right,
should
right.
still be the passion.
I want to be proud of what I'm driving.
Right.
If I'm at that point where I'm going like, I just need something a little newer.
Yeah. And, you know, you got a lot of first-time drivers
sure.
listening. And the thing is, the car may not be perfect. Some of those first-time drivers got a car, very inexpensive. Maybe the AC doesn't work, and that could be a problem in our town.
Right. Oh, that's horrible.
Well, I drove around in a car. As long as I had brakes,
well, I'll tell
the
you
stereo
what, you're
was
right.
working.
When we moved here.
I couldn't afford, I mean, really, if
when
you think about it.
When my family moved here in 1985, yeah. we had a 72 Ford truck. We didn't have
72.
Any air conditioning.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
they didn't even put it in the old Fords. It just had a little fan, the vent, and we're from North Dakota, and it was just our first summer. It was roll down your window. Well, my mom said roll up your window and pretend like you have air conditioning. But we rolled down our windows and just be, but, you know, sometimes you got to do it.
You know what? You can get
through it.
You pack ice cubes.
Exactly.
You just figure that out.
Absolutely.
But I'm really speaking to the first-time drivers out there, maybe some of our younger listeners, that may be in a car that's old. And, you know, in the future, guys, we can't take any call-ins at this time because we're doing
it
live.
Text,
but you guys, if you have any questions about your car, perhaps you're driving that car, it's newer to you, and you're not sure about a particular noise, you guys can always reach us on Twitter at Wrench Nation and
yep.
as well as Facebook. Check out Facebook. We've got Facebook prizes.
By the
I'm working
way,
we
on gave away
one.
An iPad, and
we
matter
did.
Of fact, he came and got it last week.
Oh, that's
so.
Awesome. I was a little stressed
Cole
about that.
Cole was his name. Something Cole. Michael
yeah,
Cole.
Yeah, I was stressed about that. We were trying to reach him, and
lived
here we
Maricopa.
Are.
Lived in Maricopa.
But I'm working on something else for the future. I don't want to reveal it now, but it's going to be pretty exciting. It'll be an experience. I'll just leave it at that. You know, it would be more of an experience and not just a giveaway of a gift or something.
You have some toys here today.
I do. I want to just break down the basics, and we hear about it all the time.
Right.
Steve, man, this is a cabin air filter.
Okay.
And I'm going to paint a picture.
Did you take this out of somebody's car?
This cabin air filter hasn't been changed probably in 40, 50,000 miles.
So it's probably like my cabin air filter in my truck. Probably.
Now, many of you are saying, what the heck is a cabin air filter? Well, it's the air you breathe in your car.
Right.
And this particular filter.
I didn't know there was one.
Well, a lot of people don't.
Right.
And
where is it? Where do they keep
it? It's by the glove box area in most
okay.
vehicles. Some of the European vehicles, they're going to be on the cowl by the windshield.
Never
right?
knew it existed.
Exactly. So if you're going to get your oil changed, you may not be reminded that your cabin air filter even exists. So you
right.
need to ask about that, because guess what? If you're asthmatic or do you get some breathing issues?
Oh, absolutely.
This is a problem. Look
right.
at that thing.
Oh, it's horrible.
And it's a filter just like you'd find in your house. You
right,
know,
like your air conditioner
air
filter
conditioning.
Or your heater. You know, you
and we've
up.
Found some critters in these things. I've found crickets. We've found mice. We find all kinds of stuff in these things. And, of course, you all heard about the air filter. The engine air filter is really key. That's another filter that should be changed. So really basic stuff. It doesn't have to be ridiculously retarded for you and get complicated. If you have questions, you can text us and always reach out to us with any of your car care conundrums. And I got to give a special hello. There he is. How are you, partner? Yes.
Who's this guy?
This is Mr. Westerman.
Well, hi, Mr. Westerman.
Yes. Thanks for stopping by, brother. Friday is coming.
Hope you're listening on the radio, 88.7 FM. Yes. Tune in right now.
Right. So here we are, Wrench Nation out here in Desert Car Care Chandler with Mr. Steve. And Steve bought a new truck, and I'm offended because he was supposed to bring it by. And we were supposed to fix it.
It was your birthday. Oh, but bring the old one by. You should be happy you didn't have to deal with that
No,
one.
I because, like it. It's therapeutic.
Because you'd be bringing me bad news and
listen,
you'd be saying.
You ever see those YouTube videos? Of people losing weight and things like that.
Right.
Well, when we fix a car that's a jalopy, it's like losing weight.
Let's talk about what the average person feels like when they go into the garage, because this is me, Frank. I'm sitting there and I like Frank. I host a show with him. My God, I can't show him what a disaster of a car, a disaster I've made of my car. I can't possibly show you that. I will just trade it. That way Frank will never have to see the disaster I've made of my car.
Well, listen. I've seen some stuff in these vehicles, all right? There's hazardous duty pay for mechanics. I'll tell you that. There's hazardous duty. But, no, it's anxiety and it's all kinds of stuff. Now, wait, you bring up a good question. Before I get my car serviced, should I clean my car for my mechanic?
That's I cleaned it in order to get it traded off.
Dude, you have to understand, we've seen a lot of stuff. I had a Dodge Neon come into the garage about 7 years ago, and there was a mound in the passenger floorboard about 3 feet high. Cigarette butts.
Really?
Oh, it was gross. It was disgusting. And it's like, what do you do? Well, how do you tell somebody?
Are you collecting them?
I mean, did we vacuum? Do we clean that? I mean,
yeah.
You know, so we're like.
Do you want to keep them?
We're closing up shop. We can't work on that one. But, I mean, it could be something to consider. But it's the last thing. One thing I'll say, if you bring in your car, can you please have some gas in the car? We get a lot of cars we work on where we have to road test the car.
Yeah.
And there's no gas, people. Like, we don't mind putting in gas.
Right.
I mean, when gas was $6 a gallon, maybe, we were a little grumpy. But please, for the lowly mechanic on the corner, can you have at least more than the E with the little light going on?
Because, you can't even, you do have a gas station right behind you, don't you?
We do. We keep gas, and, it's not a big deal. But you'd be surprised. I think we've had probably over the years 5 cars that ran out of gas while we road tested them. And that's on us. Yeah, I know. It's goofy.
Goofy. Not bad.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
So tonight we're going to get together.
Right.
We've got a great turnout. We've got some Chandler Chamber members. And I do want to give a shout out. We have a gentleman coming by tonight. He is in the fitness world. Okay. And Aaron is coming by. Again, the theme, we try to have a different theme every year.
Okay.
And this year's theme is a healthy car, healthy you. So we've got health-conscious companies coming out from fitness to food. And
so you're saying if my car is healthy, I will have a healthier life?
You will. It's zen, baby. I told you. If you got a jalopy, just light the sage or come to me.
Well, if your car's a mess, probably so is your life. So I'm speaking from experience.
Well, yeah, there's books on that.
I'm speaking from experience.
We are going to do a whole show on the color of your car and what it means to your psyche. We're going to do a show like that.
We need to.
But I got to give a shout out. We're really grateful. Aaron is coming by today. Aaron is with After IT Training. He's out of Ash Avenue in Tempe. He's near Baseline and Mill. The guy's a rock star. He's personal training. He is the.
You're even going to have a personal trainer here tonight?
Yeah, this is about a healthy you.
See, the ladies are really going to be interested in that.
Well, yeah. We're not going to be dancing or, But Aaron's coming by. We're really grateful. Aaron is with After IT Training. He's out of Tempe. We look forward to Aaron coming by. And we've got many other businesses that'll stop by. And a Lollapalooza of a women's car care clinic right here.
All right, that's your Wrench Nation live right now at Desert Car Care of Chandler. We're on Dobson and Chandler Boulevard. Now, it's your last chance. I know there's people listening out here in Chandler. Drive over here. We'll make it worth your while. Even if you're the last person to show up, we're going to make sure you get that oil change, all right, from Desert Car Care. We want you to stop by here right now. Say hello to us. We are in the corner of Chandler Boulevard and Dobson. Right now, we're going to be live until 5 o'clock. Back to the music. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Remember, if you have any questions about something wrong with your car and you want to know, I know you can't call us this week, but you can text us at 480-655-8870 and we'll get that in there.
Or get on a Wrench Nation Facebook family.
Facebook and Twitter.
It's one big happy community. You can always reach us.
All right, we'll be back with Wrench Nation next on 88.7 The Pulse.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Wrench Nation Car Talk tonight. On 88.7 The Pulse.
I used to being out here during Wrench Nation. If I say Snoop Dogg tickets to the first person who drives up, watch, they'll come running, all right? Chandler Boulevard and Dobson Road. Chandler Boulevard and Dobson. Desert Car Care. Come see us, all right?
That's right. And today is our women's clinic. You know, we do this twice a year.
Twice a year, okay.
One in April. We stay clear of the summer, man.
Yeah, don't do it then.
Summer's way. I can't have a bunch of people sweating and, you know, be a disaster. But in April, you know, April's National Car Care Month, so we like to call awareness. And
if you were to give three tips, the most important simple tips of taking your care of your car during National Car Care Month, what would it be?
Well, number one, this is the biggest factor as to why people will overspend. Okay. It's as simple as staying timely with your oil change. You'd be surprised.
All right.
Especially in our climate, you know, we're considered a severe duty classification. I'm serious.
Okay.
Oil change, the statistics are out there, the reports are out there. And in fact, I have cars that come in. Perhaps folks that are new to us that are coming in that have been told elsewhere that they can go 12 and 15,000 miles.
Right.
And look, changing oil is not complicated. It is the inspection is what we're talking about, Steve, right? It's like going to a doctor once every so often, and it's the same principle. So that's number one, stay timely. Stay timely, the oil change. Number two, you want to read a good book? Read your owner's manual. And I say, I'm telling you, you just bought that truck.
Yeah, I haven't even.
And I'm going to test you next week.
Oh, no.
There is an owner's manual inside the glove box, brother.
Chihuahua.
And you got to get intimate with that because guess what you're doing? You're empowering yourself.
You're
so
right.
If a mechanic says to you, well, you need this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
Your owner's manual is that little book that is not going to tell you. It's not going to tell you everything.
I just thought it was
gonna
a whole bunch of stuff I don't need to know.
Well, there's the maintenance section of it and things like that. So. And, you know, number three, get to know a good garage and hug a mechanic. That's what I'm talking about.
It was hug a plumber day yesterday.
No.
Today's hug a mechanic.
Well, there's YouTube videos with that. You know, I walked into a
you
safe.
You know, I'm going to say with the owner's manual, I mean,
yeah.
I guess you're right. They have all those, like, the schedules in there of when you should get this checkup and this done. I mean, I always think that's just they just want to get you in there to make more money off you.
Well, you know, some people can feel that way. And when you're not in control of a circumstance, you're going to feel like that.
I'm all
about
conspiracy, apparently, when it comes to automotive mechanics.
No. This is not a UFO show, man. Don't worry about conspiracies.
Only when it comes to mechanics.
Planes did go into the World Trade Center, all right? That's what we're talking about. But the thing is, when we're not knowledgeable, like the owner's manual, I'm not saying that you take it with you everywhere, put it around your neck and all this kind of stuff. But, man, you just bought a new truck.
Right.
And I'm going to test you.
I need to take care of it.
You just need to know a little bit about how am I supposed to take care. Look, why is it when we buy our vehicles, we don't do that? We'll buy an expensive camera, and guess what? We're studying. We're studying the owner's manual of a camera.
I'll tell you.
That camera right there is $2,000, maybe.
When it comes to anything, I'm the kind of guy who does not read directions.
Do you brush your teeth?
Yes.
All right, then. Get down to brass.
Twice a day.
Twice a day.
Yep.
Well, some people, once a day.
Yeah, some people once a day. Some people none today.
None today. Oh, I know some of those people.
Do they still have teeth?
I don't know. We talked about stinky people. But no, seriously. So number one, change the oil. Be timely.
Right.
I can count.
I'm going to ask you about that.
I'll stand on the corner
right
now.
So what is timely? According to the Camaro, the Pulse Camaro, the Chevrolet Camaro, 6,000 miles on a synthetic oil change.
That's correct.
Okay.
Where's the buzzer? Bing, 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 bing.
No,
you got to win.
I can't even ding, ding today.
No ding, ding.
I can ding, ding? All right.
No,
well.
You can? Well, we want to.
All right.
But no, 6,000 miles
all
is
right.
Okay.
What about, what's this 3,000 mile thing?
Yeah, that's going away. That's
well, because cars are getting better and engines are getting better.
You've got,
or is that just a bunch of BS we've been hearing for years anyway?
No, they're getting better. No, colors are getting better. I like the color of your truck. That's a nice color.
It's a pretty color.
What color is that?
It's I'm colorblind.
That's charcoal.
It's charcoal.
Hey, don't be owner's maintenance manual blind because I'm testing you next week. I'm serious. I'm going to give you a test. And I'm getting with the EVIT professors over there.
This is not good.
I'm bringing some of the automotive students on. They're going to test
you. Can it be multiple choice?
No.
No.
This will be like an SAT, brother. Okay. But all changes, you know, the 3,000.
It's going to be like an S blank ID.
Yeah. Oil changes, you know, every 3,000 miles, you know, that's kind of gone away because we've got. Look, you're throwing up on yourself. We're talking cars. What the heck is that?
I can't say that word on the radio, but I almost smelled it.
All changes. You don't have to go every 3,000 miles. You know, those days are gone.
Good.
5,000 to 7,000 miles with a semi-synthetic or a full synthetic.
And what I've heard with people is like 10,000 miles, if you're always on the road and you put 10,000 miles on in 3 months, you should still get it before the 10,000.
I'm just saying, you should just, I think we need to change the culture. It's not right. Change your oil. It's get down there and hug a mechanic.
Is there a danger of the oil filter literally falling apart if you wait too long?
Well, the oil filter.
It happened to me.
Oh, you're a testimony. Dude, you're driving nuclear bombs. I'm watching this truck. You're not going to let that truck go downhill.
I can't.
What's the mileage on it?
Once 300. Now it's like 500.
500. Yeah. There's something to do right now. You can rotate your windshield wipers. You know, there's something to
I
do.
I can rotate my windshield wipers. I bet y'all be doing that tonight as soon as I get home. Like, hey, dogs, let's go out for a rotating the windshield wiper.
But night. I want to show you something before we get into the weird automotive news. There's some gadgets I have.
Oh, good. What is this?
This is a gadget.
This looks like a GPS system.
Well,
it looks like a GPS.
Well, it can.
Okay.
But it's a Borsk. This is like a little remote camera that we can stick in an engine.
Ooh.
So we can tell when you're negligent on your
Should
oil.
Should I bend over?
No, man. No, it's not a proctoscope. It's a boroscope, man. Okay. What the heck is wrong with you?
Wanted to see.
Oh, we just lost half our listeners, man. This isn't a Doctor Who show.
So where do you put this thing?
Well, we can probe many areas of your vehicle. Of your vehicle. Okay?
All right, so, this is a camera. Probe a line or something to see if it's clogged or what?
Well, what happens is if we get a noise, I'll tell you, we had a vehicle in about 2 weeks ago. And there was an odd noise coming from the engine. Very odd.
Right.
And guess what we found inside the engine in the piston area?
A hooker.
No. No.
I'm sorry. I'm losing it.
No. We didn't find a hooker on the. I didn't say back of the truck, man. So what we found is a small piece of gravel.
Oh, where?
And we
where?
Saw that. Look. Look at. See?
Wow. It's right in your eyeball.
It's corny.
There's like, it's a little camera.
So what I'm saying is that mechanics will use this. It's pretty cool stuff. So
it
we found
cool.
the noise.
And it looks like a GPS on a stick.
GPS, you can call it that.
Yeah,
it's
that's
easy.
What I'd call
yeah.
it. What is this thing?
Well, what we have, you know, I just got back from D.C. and there's a lot of cameras.
Looks like a big roach clip.
there's a lot of cameras in D.C. Now, listen, Steve's talking about an alligator clip,
okay,
right? That's what we call it.
Yeah.
He said roach clip. Do you remember back in the day? I'm not going to test you on that one. But this is a listening device that we can actually we can attach.
So you can attach this listening device, this alligator clip.
This alligator clip, we turn it on.
Okay.
It's a microphone.
Okay.
And we can attach it to your car and we can listen for stuff.
Wow.
Like Secret Service
stuff.
So
what are you going to hear in that? I mean, it's going to just be clear because
there's
headphones on.
If there's a thumping or a noise or a clicking and we're not sure how to find that, you know, without this. We just hook this up. It's
and
a
this
microphone.
Looks like a little walkie-talkie with an alligator clip
That's
on it.
That's it. So what will happen is wireless chassis here. This is pretty cool stuff. Listen, I just came back from D.C. Everybody's listening.
What's a wireless chassis here?
So you'll drive with this.
Okay.
You set each channel microphone.
All right, so this looks position. I'm trying to think what it looks like. It's a giant remote. I'm trying to think video games back in the
Atari.
Day.
Atari.
Yeah, like Atari.
5600.
If you had the wireless. Yeah.
I played Donkey Kong.
Okay, I played Pac-Man. I was a Miss Pac-Man champion in my hometown.
No, were you?
1984.
Well, how many people? How many people lived in your town?
30,000.
Oh.
They didn't all play Miss Pac-Man. But.
All right. Well, Pac-Man's cool. Did you watch that movie, The Pac-Man?
You mean the one with Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
What was it called? Pixels.
Pixel.
Yeah,
it was a good movie.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
It was. I wanted to go and buy me some Pac-Man.
It's Wrench Nation movie reviews now.
It is.
So what does this wireless chassis thing do?
So, again, we can
drive with it.
We hook up the microphone to the areas of the vehicle.
I mean, if you're holding this thing, how do you hold the steering wheel?
Well, you don't hold it and drive. You can't do this.
Oh, okay.
You got to be smart about it.
Well.
So you hang it around your neck. No.
No.
You actually will have, it's on.
Yeah, it's on.
And it's recording.
Okay.
You see, you can select
so
different channels.
So you put it in the car.
It's like an audio board.
Okay.
And you put the listening device.
All right.
And you can hear noise.
Oh, that's part of that.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Because you don't want to guess what noise is.
Oh, I get it.
You get it now?
I didn't know that they were together. I thought they were two separate things.
They are together.
Yes.
It's one. It's like all this stuff out here.
Okay.
All one happy family.
All right.
One happy family.
We are a happy family here at Wrench Nation.
We are.
All right. We ready for Wrench Nation Wild and Weird Wacky News? Hold on. I got to do the thing here.
The Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News on Wheels.
Yeah. News on Wheels. All right, Frank. Got some news today?
Well, there is some goofiness going on in the Beijing Auto Show.
All right.
It is a bit weird and wacky. You know, these auto shows can have some goofy things going on for promotion. But there's new concepts going on from virtual reality to hoverboards. And that is pretty amazing to see out there.
Hong Kong Greg could have went over to that Beijing.
We're
going to
get
show.
Hong Kong Greg out there. But the thing is, with the auto show, they're actually riding around like you guys do at the station with the hoverboards.
It's in the back of my truck.
It is.
Go fetch.
Hoverboards, man.
Already? Right there.
So if you're in Beijing, go check out the car show and get your hoverboard on. Is yours catch on fire or anything like
that? Mine has not gone on fire.
No, everybody
I'm tired of that.
Why?
You know what? I think four of them in the whole world caught on fire, Frank.
Well, it's like Tesla.
Did four cars catch on fire somewhere in the world today?
Well, look at Tesla.
And nobody's outlawing cars.
One guy was driving a Tesla. They tried to just shame Tesla. The guy drove through a brick wall doing like 110 miles an hour, and they tried to blame Tesla because it caught on fire.
Wow.
Any car you drive through a brick wall is going to catch on fire. There he is.
Absolutely.
There he is.
One more time, we're gonna plug the Car Care Clinic tonight, 6
That's
o'clock
right.
here
yes.
at Desert Car Care of Chandler on Dobson and Chandler Boulevard. It's for the ladies. And ladies, you can still come. If you haven't registered yet, that's okay. Stop on by. You are welcome.
Yes, having all kinds of fun. And we want to thank the listeners. We'll be back in studio next week. We've got a special show. We'll have some special guests. We should have both Gregs calling in. I think we've got...
And, of course, we got to get Mama Leone back.
Mama Leone and such.
And your calls, too, because we'll always take your calls here on Wrench Nation. 480-655-8870. Facebook, Wrench Nation, Wrench Nation on Twitter.
That's right. We want to thank everybody for listening. Come on out to the garage tonight if you can. You guys rock, and thanks for listening to the Wrench Nation Car Talk Show.
We'll see you next week, same time, Wednesdays at 4 o'clock on 88.7 The Pulse.